This is Shop Talk. I'm Rich Egger.
I'm Lisa Koenig.
And I'm Mike Murray.
Last week, we touched just briefly on the idea of whether it's imperative to get both sides of the story when you're covering something. And we want to elaborate on that a little bit today. Lisa, what do you think? Is it important to always get both sides of the story when you're covering an issue?
Yes, it's important. I would rephrase that. Instead of getting just assuming there are two sides to every story and getting each side, what's more important is just to try to verify as many facts as you can and be transparent about how you're getting those facts. You want to be transparent for your audience. So you want to tell them how reliable your source is. You want to, if you use an anonymous source, you want to explain why that source's identity is being withheld. You know, maybe the source would get fired for speaking to you. So I think that should be the focus, verifying facts, being transparent with your facts, and trying to get at the truth in an objective way.
Yeah, we talked last week about Andrea Seabrook's decision to leave NPR because she felt like she was getting lied to her face every day by politicians, and this idea kind of came up. I mean, Mike, do you think you need to get both sides of the story?
I think it's a fine ideal to strive for, but I don't really know if you can always. And if it works as effective reporting when you do. What I think is, it may sound like I disagree with Lisa, but that's not the case. I think what it is it boils down to trying to avoid being, you know, willfully partial towards one side or the other, and to try and be sensitive to things like value-laden terms you might use accidentally because you maybe don't like, you know, a particular political party or position or what have you, those kinds of things. It comes down to good editing, I think. But within the context of a single story, I feel like to be just, you know, impelled to cover both sides kind of takes the teeth out of what I would like to do if I were a journalist. I'll do one side really well and then let somebody else do the other side. It's kind of my feeling. That's no guarantee that it's actually going to happen, of course, but that's the kind of freedom I'd want if I were in the business, you know, for real. So.
Well, I mentioned Andrea Seabrook getting fed up with being lied to her face by politicians. If you think back, perhaps in the 60s, doing a tobacco story, and feeling that you needed to hear from the tobacco industry as well as people who were pointing out the harms of tobacco products. And as we've learned over the years, I mean, the tobacco industry would just come out and basically lie to the American public about the effects of their products. And so you have to question, did that add anything to that story to have both sides of the story? It seems like it made it a worse story,
right,
to have those lies in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like to be constrained to that extent that I have to be fair when I can't be fair. I mean, I have to really do, to get into something deeply enough to make it worth listening to. I don't know if I can do both sides in a single story. I'm thinking in terms of radio now.
Yeah.
You know, because we just don't have the time to do it, and I think it makes a less effective story.
Well, it could even be talk shows.
Sure.
A current day example would be climate change. I think probably 90-95% of scientists agree that the climate is changing on Earth. But when you see this discussed on a talk show, there's always someone who believes that and someone who's opposed. And it creates the illusion in the audience's mind that scientists are split on this issue of whether the climate is changing, when in fact the vast majority of scientists agree that the climate is indeed changing. I know there's a term for this effect, and I don't recall what it is, but it has been studied. And you do get the audience, when you try to get both sides of the story like that, it can be misleading as to what the general consensus is.
I liked what Mike said earlier about the goal of that fairness should really be a goal. And it's not as simple as there's two sides to a story and you give one side equal space or time and you give the other side equal space or time. Your job is to try to get at the truth as a journalist. And I think what's been lost in this debate is, or what people get confused about, is the notion of objectivity and thinking of journalists as objective when people aren't, human beings aren't just not objective. And I was just reading The Elements of Journalism by Bill Kovich and Tom Rosensteel for a class, and they talk about objectivity and how what's been lost is the notion that it in the 1920s it kind of developed as a method, not an aim. It's not that journalists themselves are objective, but your method should be. So that you're trying to use a kind of a scientific method to get at the truth about things and things like climate change. So if you have a source who doesn't believe in climate change, show me the facts, you know, try to get as many facts out there and let the audience draw their own conclusions from the best information you can get them.
And there's certainly an argument that there is no pure objectivity in any news story. The angle, the approach you take with a particular story is subjective. The fact that you chose to do that story, that you think your audience wants to hear that story, is a subjective decision.
Mm-hmm. Sure, you can choose the sources in a way that to prove your own opinion. And it can look like an objective story, but it could still be deceptive if you don't choose very good sources. So I think you have to kind of vet your sources and choose reliable ones. And if they have a point of view, like one example would be the Brookings Institution, if you're quoting from them, maybe you should say this is a liberal-leaning think tank. Just try to be transparent.
Identify it.
Yep.
Hey, with that, we are out of time for today. Our listeners can join us again next week at this time for more of Shop Talk.